Not as cold here today, unlike across Europe, where temperatures are plummeting, especially in France and the Balkans. Six people have been killed so far in weather-related accidents, most in France. Sharon Gaffney is a journalist based in Paris. Morning, Sharon.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
What's it like where you are this morning?
Well, it's snowing again quite heavily as we speak here in Paris. Now, there's something, I have to say, particularly magical about the city when it's under a blanket of snow like this, but it does cause chaos for commuters. So people bracing for another day of disruption, delays. We've already seen that all bus services here in Paris and the wider Paris region actually have been cancelled entirely until midday at least. We've seen heavy goods vehicles also being told they can't go onto the roads at all today in about half the country, in 38 departments across France that are under an orange weather warning. School transport services also cancelled. But the cold snap, I guess, for people in Ireland, the most important thing is that they should check their flights if they are planning to come to Paris or other airports, particularly in the Netherlands, badly affected by the snow. We've seen hundreds of flights cancelled there. But here in France, Nantes Airport, it's been closed entirely. Charles de Gaulle, which is where Aer Lingus fly into, 40% of flights there have been cancelled this morning. That amounts to about 100 services in and out of Charles de Gaulle. Orly Airport as well. There are 25%, a quarter of all flights that operate in and out of there cancelled. So difficult day for passengers. Do check with your airline, obviously, before travelling to the airport. And when you get here, take care, because, as I say, a lot of snow. It's quite difficult to get around the city. All the monuments look beautiful, Gavin, but take care. People on the footpaths are even being advised to walk like a penguin, if you can imagine that, to avoid slipping.
Briefly, Sharon, the disruption not limited to France.
Yeah, the situation looks even worse in the Netherlands. We saw 600 flights cancelled there, so particularly bad there. Brussels as well, we're seeing flight disruptions as well. A lot of this, it's caused not even just by the snow, but the fact that the runways have to be de-iced and the planes as well. So people in the Netherlands and here in France, you know, being warned if possible, don't go out at all. Work from home if you can. And disruptions as well in Germany, because earlier in the week, coinciding with the power blackouts in Berlin that are ongoing until at least Thursday or Friday. And the UK as well, yellow weather warnings in place across large parts of Scotland particularly, and also England and Wales.
Sharon Gaffney in Paris. Thank you.